listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Oh, so it's a like a dreary kind of day today, guys. You know, time to lay back and just take a deep breath and inhale and exhale. That usually helps. So glad you guys are back on today. Guys, we got some stuff to really talk about today. And one of the major things that I want to pick up where we left off, talking about some of those homes that were for children that misbehaved or had behavioral issues, runaways. You know, the DHS, CUA, CASA babies. You know, those type of kids is what we'll be talking about today. And, you know I'm going to get some feedback from this today from a lot of people, because people want answers and they want to know, you know, like I want to know. The gentleman that I was going to have come on today, who was a victim of circumstance as a young teenage boy in Vision Quest, by the way, guys, it was a little heartbreaking for him to join us today. He was a little disturbed, you know, about some of the things he went through and some of the things that he had to endure, thinking that he was in a program that was going to help him be a better teenager, when in fact, he was basically used as a numerical figure to just get through the system for, you know, reasons of others. As we noted the last time on the show, there was judges involved. There were people with nonprofits involved. Mainly, there was DHS involved, which is a little heartbreaking to me. Not surprising to me, but very heartbreaking, because this agency is funded with taxpayer dollars, and for them to have that kind of influence and impact on a child's life, being of that teenage group, is very heartbreaking. You know, you think you're being entrusted with someone who's going to care for you, especially if you've come out of an abusive type of family situation where you're an abused kid. You know, and now you're a rebellious kid because you feel like you got to defend yourself out here today. This is what I believe we're going to get a lot of backlash on from people that have questions. And come to find out, you know, Vision Quest wasn't the only school that was shut down. Glenn Mills School was shut down. A host of other schools was shut down. But what's a little disturbing to me with Vision Quest is that all these kids died. And I'm just trying to think, like, whatever happened to the funerals for these children? I mean, this is something that went unsaid. So people never really knew what was going on. There was one staff official, you know, a councilwoman named, she didn't work for Vision Quest, but I believe her last name is Councilwoman Jim, G-Y-M is what her name is. And she petitioned for Vision Quest to be shut down because she believed with all of the incidents that was happening at Vision Quest that, you know, they needed to be shut down immediately. And according to Councilwoman Jim, her response was, they failed our children. You know, and she goes on to say in her statement, there are problems all across the country, which include multiple deaths of children in their care, complaints of child abuse, and other appalling violations have been well documented. So that means Someone knew about this. And what did they do to protect the children? That was one of the questions that I have. You know, you got kids being, listen, you got kids being murdered. And you mean to tell me the only thing you have to say is they failed our children? What about Councilwoman Jim going to Senate and having these people held accountable for what they did to these children? That they were entrusted to make sure that they were safe. And then you have Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, who's worried, this is his statement and not mine, about Vision Quest changing their whole perimeter of, you know, American children now, because the judges were busted and jailed somewhat and charged at the end of their career, by the way. This has been going on for decades and nothing was done about it. The Philadelphia mayor, who is worried about housing undocumented youth in Philadelphia, a so-called sanctuary city, which is very weird to me, because there's murders every day in Philadelphia, young, infants, toddlers, you know, and to have the undocumented youth, and I take offense to that undocumented youth statement, and he's appearing to be worried. Not that he's worried. It says he appeared to be worried. People have to be very careful on how they use their verbiage today. You know, like appearing to be worried. That's a broad statement. Because how worried is he when you have all these facilities that house these young teenagers who are mentally beaten down? How are you worried about their best care if you're allowing these facilities to still operate? It's just a little weird to me. You know, there's something else that came across my desk today, and St. Gabriel's Home for Boys, Girls. They were actually shut down. And, you know, public information, you go to their website. They were shut down in December of 2020. This is when they were finally closed. St. Gabriel's Hall and De La Salle Vocational have permanently closed effective December 1st, 2020. And it says on their website, which their website is stgabes.org, and it says, you know, if you have any questions, you know, related, human resource related, contact, you know, someone at phila.org. You know, let's talk a little bit about St. Gabriel's Hall. This was a facility that was for children that suffered from trauma, drug abuse, mental health, delinquent or dependent male youth. This was a service residential treatment facility. And this treatment was supposed to be from 3 to 6 months, depending on the need for it and how it played a role into helping the child back into their normal family life, if that was to ever happen. You know, they post all these pictures on the website of, you know, 10 acres at the former St. Gabriel's Hall are now helping to feed area families, you know, thanks to a Catholic social services food pantry. Catholic. The archdiocese was involved with this facility. So you can only let your minds wander what really happened there. But you don't have to wander too much about what really happened there. Because according to an article that came out back in the early to late 1990s on this facility. And this is what happens, guys, when, you know, you want to cover up some stuff. Mind you, these Catholic charities, these organizations, they're getting all these multi-billion dollar tax deals from the government that comes out of hardworking taxpayers' checks today. So it kind of makes me wonder, you know, why don't the taxpayers have a voice when it comes to innocent children when they made you, as well as myself, because I'm a taxpayer, they made you a part of their corporation. You're a part of that corporation because you're helping fund an agency, a Catholic archdiocese. You're helping fund that. Okay? You're helping give money to promote child abuse. I know it's a harsh thing to say, but with all of the politicians and all of the people that are stepping up to make sure these kids go into these facilities, because this is supposed to be a safe place for them, you're actually paying into child abuse. And it may sound kind of weird, you know, to hear me say it in the manner that I'm saying it in. But if you really look at it, the tax dollars of the hardworking person today is funding this behavior of certain individuals that have gotten a pass. I have not read one article with any of these agencies that were doing these heinous crimes to these children. I have not seen one article of anybody being arrested and charged. There's a name I'm going to give you because the name was given to me. And usually we don't shoot names, but this name has been mentioned quite a few times. And I'm just wondering if there's anyone else out there that's been in Vision Quest that knows this name. And that name is Mr. Rice. He was a counselor of some sort. You know, kids would go to him and ask questions, and he thought it was very pleasurable to smack them on the back of the head. You know, don't ask questions here. How do you abuse a child in your care? And by the way, I haven't read any articles on Mr. Rice being charged with child neglect, child abuse, removing him out of the facility until the doors closed. I'm quite sure Mr. Rice collected unemployment until he found a new position of child abuse. Yes, guys, and I said it. Now, we're going to go back to St. Gabe's. And by the way, the politicians know about this child abuse. This is nothing new to them. You know, it's more like a blind eye, deaf ear type of situation that's going on. This article that came out in 1999 about St. Gabriel's, the prestigious boys' home, there is a dark and sad past to St. Gabriel's. Now, by the way, guys, I won't say it, but you can read it for yourself. There was a lady that knew of child abuse at St. Gabe's. And it says in this article, it is alleged that the nuns in the convent knew the abuse was going on, but chose to turn a blind eye. Now, that is strange, isn't it? The nuns are supposed, well, the priests and the nuns, they're supposed to protect the kids. And it goes on to say, there were 14 children that were aged between 10 and 16 that was abused at St. Gabe's. There was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Christian, who worked at St. Gabe's, that was abusing 14 of the children. And then after Mr. Christian was brought forward for questioning, other people came out to talk about their abuse that they endured at the hands of Mr. Christian. My question is, all this time, all of this abuse, by the way, in Philadelphia, these Philadelphia children set up as pawns, you know, just like bait on a fishing hook. And these children being very, very damaged due to the trust in the judicial system that will forever be broken. My heart goes out to these children. And my heart especially goes out to the children that were mysteriously murdered. They were mysteriously murdered. There's no secret about it. You don't just lose 15 children in your care on a boat and they just mysteriously drown and there's no one to actually make sure that these children have on life vests. We're not talking about the 15, 1600s where no one knew about life vests. You know, with children getting on any boat, that's like, you ever take your kid to an amusement park, you know, and you have to go down maybe 4 feet on a water slide. It's only 4 feet of water. What do? You have to put a life vest on for safety reasons. So you mean to tell me these children died out there on the water, no life vests, no one cared to investigate it. They just died and that was it. There was a young man that was in Vision Quest that I spoke to, and he's going to come on the show one day. Oh, he's definitely coming on the show. He explained to me how you get basically conned into sexual activity. He didn't participate because he was more like a rough kid. You know, he was a roughneck. You couldn't just touch him and get away with it. You know, and he mentioned that when he was in Vision Quest, it was more like he was on a farm and he felt like he was in slavery. And he felt like at some point in time, the staff who was supposed to be, you know, the caretakers, he felt as though they would walk you out at night. They would test your chin to see how far they could go with you. And if you were going to be one of the timid ones that they could sexually assault, and you would not say anything about it. And this is a young man at that time to a grown man who's walking around with him on these many acres at night, lights out, to have a conversation with him. You know, which was very weird to me as well. Someone just sent a message. That's weird. That's very weird. Because first of all, what kind of counseling are you doing out in the dark? And I asked this young man, I said, well, what was the conversation about? You know, and he basically said, I think he was trying to fill me out. You know, and at that age, 15, 16, kids are vulnerable. So they really don't know an adult's angle of which way they're going to go as far as tempting them to do something. So he was trying to think, you know, is this guy going to do something to me where I can now break out of this place and go back home? And he has nothing to hide. He wasn't a great kid growing up. But, you know, today, through all the trials and tribulations that he's been through, he's a great man. He's a great father. And he prayed that his children would never end up in that vicious system such as himself, because he felt as though he was also being emotionally abused in that system. And had they had the right to take sexual advantage of him, if he wasn't that type of kid, they would have done that as well. There's been situations in Vision Quest that they're petitioning to hold undocumented children in. I mean, they just don't want to stop with the abuse. They go from English speaking to non-English speaking. Okay, the English, they speak too well. We have to kill them to silence them. The kids that don't speak good English, we don't have to kill them. We can abuse them because they're not going to even tell. No one will understand them. So those children may be the children that survive this new Vision Quest of child abuse. How are they helping these kids? They're not. They're being sold for a price. You know, it kind of reminds me what I read during slavery. You know, I saw some of the ads, you know, looking back in history, because I don't know anything about Black history, but educating myself to look at some of the things that I saw that was advertisement, you know, buck for sale, wench for sale, you know, $5, buck strong and able to work on the farm day and night. This kind of reminds me of what I've been reading lately. It reminds me that this is what the system has come down to. And that's why I say some people don't need to reproduce, because you're reproducing trauma. And then you're passing this trauma on to the system. And you're passing them to a system that does not care. Yeah, you'll meet a good social worker here and there. Oh yeah, Miss Sullivan was so nice. She's such a nice lady. She appears to care. But in the interim, she's not the decision maker. She's just a check collector and a paper pusher. They tell her what to do, and she follows the instructions. So it has nothing to do with this social worker really cares. They can care all they want. That other decision maker, such as that judge or that CASA worker that would give their recommendations, such as they do, you know, They're actually, guys, there's supposed to be an agency, CASA, that is supposed to bring the families back together. As I told you guys one time before, and I'll say it again, when they tried to solicit me to be a part of their agency, I found out what it was about and I declined. Because if an agency doesn't have the best interest of a child, and I'm a mother, so why would I entertain them putting a child back into the care, into the hands of their abuser without any concern? Now you have the parent, the other parent who doesn't have any drug abuse history, no child abuse history. They don't want the child with that parent. They want the child with the abuser. And by the way, guys, there's only one person in that agency collecting a check, and that's the director of the program. Everybody else there is volunteers. How many volunteers are really taking out the time to care about a situation? They look at the surface of things and they make decisions with a human life. You know, just like they're taking this abortion ban law so serious. It's money in somebody's pockets to kill a fetus. But it's okay to kill a teenager. I don't see the government, you know, petitioning for these places such as Vision Quest and all these other places, St. Gabe's. I don't see any petitions going up about the care and concern of the children. You're talking about, you're fighting for an unborn fetus that's not even on the planet Earth yet. You're fighting to save that life. What about fighting to save the lives that are already being sold? These lives that are being sold for pennies on the dollar. This is an auction site. These people are predators. Either which way you want to look at it, they are who they are. You can't pretend to care for a child when there was a case I was working on. Eliziana Carter, you guys remember that case? 13-year-old girl ran away from DHS, the DHS placement home. And guess what? She was found with a bullet in her mouth. What about fighting for the kids that they know are runaways, that they don't even look for anymore? What about that? No, they don't want to talk about that. That's free money. We don't have to monitor that kid. We don't even have to check in. They do phone calls. They don't physically go and see how the child is living. They don't look at report cards. They look at how many hours they have invested on the telephone. Guys, it's a lot to talk about. And it's time that people have a voice. They're wondering why these kids are out here committing all these crimes. Oh, I forgot. It's because all these homes are getting shut down, so there's nowhere to put them. I get it. I totally get it. But you're wrong if you're thinking like that. You got kids for sale being auctioned off at these places, which I consider auction houses. Because there's no way in the world you could say these agencies care for these children and they know these kids are being murdered. 2 decades later, you finally want to shut them down? Guys, let's take a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, we're back. And where we left off, we're talking about children for sale. That makes me kind of wonder. Child predators are actually, some of them are getting like 20 years to 30 years to life, depending on what type of crime they commit with a minor. There's a lot of cases with child pornography. People are getting like 15, 20 years. I'm still wondering why these facilities don't have anybody under their belt as far as being charged. And by the way, guys, VisionQuest confirmed its contract with the federal government earlier this month. Just thought I'd put that out there. And their plan now would be to house up to 60 undocumented young people who attempted, it doesn't say who actually crossed the border, it says who attempted to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. So this is where your tax dollar is going. And no one has a say about it. You know, you got so many advocacy groups an executive director, Erica Almiron. She's for a community advocacy group, Juntos. She knew about this VisionQuest back in the 90s and in 2000s, where she says, not me, she says it, where young people died under their watch. So it kind of makes you wonder, all these people knowing about this abuse. Now, she only knows about from the 90s and the 2000s. But there were many more people, such as politicians, who knew about this abuse way before she came along. And if you guys ever look up Glenn Mills schools, these are places that have been around forever. And it's forever to me, because the school before them shutting down actually had 125th anniversary, which, you know, they bragged about the millions of dollars that they were getting to house these children, you know? And by the way, Glenn Mills was founded in 1826. So there's a lot of history there. And due to the abuse at St. Gabriel's, I'm hearing that they have plans on knocking that down. You know, and that kind of reminded me of Jeffrey Dahmer in a way. You know, the building that he killed all these people and these two young 14-year-old boys. They actually knocked the building down to make the pain go away. But you have people that were in this facility that are now grown adults that are suffering from this type of trauma because of what they went through. You know, I spoke to another gentleman that is a caretaker for a guy that is currently on drugs really bad. You know, he's in a wheelchair, he's paralyzed. He was traumatized from what he went through at Glen Mills. And when he asked him, you know, do you want to talk about it? Because I'm listening in via speakerphone. You want to talk about some things to see, you know, get it out, let other people know, like, your trials and tribulations of what you went through at Glen Mills. And he said that his client put his head down and shook his head and said, no, he couldn't do that. And that man today is in his 50s. So can you imagine this broken man that's been broken from what he went through in this facility? And it's very sad to say that the government, as much as the federal government, will prosecute child molesters, adults that's surfacing child pornography around. It's amazing that they would allow this structure of a service to go on. I mean, you had two state judges convicted of selling children to line their pockets, you know, and they look at this structure as a structure for children who has been in street gangs. This is the comparison of their theory somewhere in their minds, because something's not situated correctly. You know, they look to recruit gang members as students into these homes. And their theory is the big difference between a street gang and Glen Mills is that students aren't allowed to lay a hand on each other. Students aren't allowed, but the staff is allowed. The staff is allowed to fondle. The staff is allowed to slap. The staff is allowed to come and violate you, male or female. But to compare the gangs to their students being at Glen Mills when they were active and committing all types of child abuse, they thought that this was the best thing. You can't have contact, but the staff can beat you down and take you out in the wilderness to kill you, and nobody will ever find your body. You just disappeared. They had so many children that were disappearing. And their excuse was, they ran away. They have children that were never found. You know, really weird. And it's been some talk about these children being drugged and sent to other places. Like there was one young girl, okay, that was in Glen Mills. And it was for boys at one time. And then they did a co-agreement with males and females. But this young lady disappeared. Later, to find her, she was recovered 15 years later in Spain. Very interesting. There was no one held accountable for any of this. So that means, and this is how it usually goes, there has to be over 1 million children murdered before we'll shut it down. That's usually their rule of thumb. How about one death would be a reason to shut it down? But instead, Glenn Mills had denied allegations of mistreatment. And at one time, they had appealed their loss of their license with DHS. You mean to tell me you have all these abused kids? You got two 12-year-olds pregnant by staff members? And you have the audacity. Think about it, guys. You have the audacity to deny allegations. And this young lady is saying it was a staff member. Staff member was never charged. And guys, we're not talking back when they opened up in 1826 when the school was founded. We're not talking back then, because back then a lot of things went on. All you have to do is look at Spartacus. A lot of things went on. Okay, we're talking about between the years of 2001 and 2019 when strict laws were put into place when you're tampering with children, what your outcome is going to be. So all of this stuff went on during the era of what we consider is new law. And then, you know, they said that Glenn Mills was the oldest surviving school of its type in the United States, continuously providing services to troubled youth for almost 200 years. And you wonder what's wrong with the youth today? You wonder why there's so many adults suffering from mental illness? You have to ask yourself that question. What led this person to live on the streets, endure drug abuse? Because drug abuse, they're trying to mask the pain. They're trying to cover up the abuse that they endured. Some people use drugs occasionally and unfortunately get addicted. That's one thing. That's your choice. But when you're being drugged in a DHS-approved school for troubled youth, and you're being sexually taken advantage of, and you're considering the school as a better place to street gang members, then the gang within itself that's getting paid to kill, sex, and do all kind of craziness too. It kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's next in America? And I don't like to get into politics, guys, about America, because that's a story that'll never be ending. It's not called politics. It's called politricks, you know? Just like some people feel about public defenders, you know? They're not for me. They're for the other side. Even though they say they're for me, they don't call them public defenders. They call them public pretenders. That's their tag names. So when you look at all of this stuff and the immediate serious danger to life of the children that were put in their care, What's going on with the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services? That too is a very broken system. You have a very torn system. You're dealing with people, and guys, I hate to tell you this. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news. I have a friend that works for DHS. And I'm going to tell you, she has her own situation with her own child that she can't even control. And guess what? They need to give these DHS workers psychological exams frequently. Because a lot of them, they're human. They bleed like everybody else. They're human. They have been through trauma. You can't imagine the DHS workers that I've talked to in the past, just by having a common friend as a denominator, tell me that they were sexually abused as kids. Did it ever dawn on anybody that these people have problems too? What makes your kid so safe, excuse me, a kid so safe in the hands of someone that's already been abused themselves? What gives them the power to make decisions in that child's life and they never sought help for themselves? That to me is very scary. And that to me is a very broken system. So you're saying, we don't know anything about you because Miss Social Worker, Mr. Social Worker, you passed your background screening. You're not a child molester. You don't have a criminal history. But what about your mental ability? What about your mental capacity? You know, they give these parents these mental capacity exams. I wonder how many of those DHS workers, paper pushers, such as CUA and CASA, how many of them get psychological exams? You had one not too long ago in Philadelphia, had a gun pulled out on him. He's like, he's walking around with his gun now, everywhere he goes. He's the CUA worker, by the way, guys. What kind of mental trauma did they put that decision maker in to decide on someone's child's life? What mental capacity was he in to make any decisions? He's going through baby mama drama. Baby mama's working at the CUA agency with him. They got drama going back and forth all day long. And guess what? There's no one checking their mental capacity. You know, they have an assigned doctor for DHS. All these psychological exams that the parents fail, maybe they need to let that same doctor do the psychological on the staff and let's see how many pass. Because I'm telling you guys, the system is forever broken. This is a money game. This is not someone caring for kids. These people are out to destroy your children, destroy your lives, send them for sale. I mean, I didn't say it. When those two judges got charged, that says it right there. Go out and collect the ones that are delinquent, walking around the streets cutting school for one day. Catch the ones that's jaywalking, drag them in, and we're going to give them 2 years. And meanwhile, these judges are lining their pockets and damaging these children. One judge got 15 years and he got out due to COVID. They gave him a free pass home. You get to go home on the bracelet. You get a free pass. But these children are not getting any passes. They're being murdered because they're trying to silence them. Guys, I'd like to thank you all for coming on today. 14 million listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast. I love you guys tuning in. I got more good stuff to talk about next week. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Tommy Torres signing off. Have a good night, guys. See you next time. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.